This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates emphasized national security at their conventions, but there is another major issue, the economy. And the candidates are debating which of them will cost voters more. Senator John Kerry is criticizing President Bush for a sharp increase in health insurance costs. President Bush is predicting that Kerry will increase taxes. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Put aside his home state of Texas, and there's no place George W. Bush has visited more often since he became president than Pennsylvania. And there's good reason. Pennsylvania has 21 electoral votes. Mr. Bush lost it narrowly to Al Gore 4 years ago, and he badly wants to win the state this year. In Johnstown, President Bush focused on the economy, the one issue where Kerry has consistently led in the polls.
The unemployment rate in your great state is 5.3%. The economic stimulus plan we passed is working.
In Colmar, Mr. Bush told a group of Republican supporters that on his watch, the economy had added 1.7 million jobs in the past 12 months. He didn't mention that it's lost close to a million jobs net since he became president. And he returned to a staple of the Republican playbook, attacking his opponent for favoring bigger government and higher taxes.
We have a difference of opinion when it comes to taxation. If you drive a car, Senator Kerry's voted for higher taxes on you. If you have a job, he's voted for higher taxes on you. If you're married or have children, he's voted for higher taxes on you. Good news, in the 2nd of November, you have a chance to vote.
Not surprisingly, John Kerry has a different view of the economy. He was campaigning in Iowa yesterday, the site of his great turnaround in the Democratic primaries last year. After a day of criticizing the president for making a mess of Iraq, he too returned to his party's traditional line of attack and to health care, the economic issue where he has the biggest advantage in the polls.
We've got to make sense out of this system. George Bush has had 4 years to lead America to the well, and he hasn't even tried. I have a plan, and I promise you, it's the first plan we're going to ask Congress to work on when I'm president of the United States.
Kerry also blamed the president for a 17% hike in Medicare premiums, although that occurred automatically according to a formula outside of President Bush's direct control. Kerry also criticized the president for the fact that prescription drug prices are going up. Kerry would allow Americans to buy cheaper drugs from Canada. President Bush opposes the idea. Kerry also campaigned in Louisiana, not a state the Democrats have hopes of winning, but the site of the annual National Baptist Convention, an important group representing the Democrats' African-American base. There, Kerry ridiculed the idea that George W. Bush was once again running as a compassionate conservative.
It is clear for 4 years George W. Bush may have talked about compassion, but he's walked right by. He's seen people in need, but he's crossed over to the other side of the street.
While both candidates kept their focus on the economy, their campaigns were arguing about something else, whether or not George W. Bush showed up for his service in the Air National Guard during Vietnam. White House spokesman Scott McClellan blamed Kerry for the release of newly discovered documents from one of the president's commanders, saying that Mr. Bush, then a young lieutenant, was, quote, talking to someone upstairs and trying to get out of coming to drill. Kerry himself refused to talk about the controversy, but other Democrats did. The DNC has started an effort it calls Operation Fortunate Son, after the Creedence Clearwater Revival anti-war song from the 1960s. They want to highlight what they say are George W. Bush's efforts to use his family connections to get special favors. Next week, in previously scheduled visits, both Kerry and the president will speak before the National Guard's convention in Las Vegas. Mara Liasson, NPR News.